What is up, everybody? You are listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford / Somerville. Back with another episode of Anything Is Possible, the finest radio show on the airwaves. Definitely.
This side of the Mississippi.
This side of the Mississippi. I'm sure they've got good ones in the west, the western United States. But as far as the eastern United States goes,
it's all us, baby.
It's us.
Numero uno.
That's the distinction we're drawing. All right, yo, we got some sick ass guests today. We got Lance HK in the house.
The robber.
What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Good.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, I'm glad as well. I'm pretty glad about it. Anyway, we have Jackson Mim in the house.
What is up, James?
I'm doing a radio show.
He can't talk right now.
He's got better things. That's bigger fish to fry. Like Matthew McDermott.
I'm here.
Matthew McDermott in the house.
You saw the video?
What's the video? What is this video?
You saw the video?
What video are you talking about?
Don't know.
You
guys saw the video?
Ham.
And Raimi Tooth.
Hello.
Raimi Tooth.
That's me.
Ray Goose.
Also me.
At Ray Goose.
At Tasty Dog Goose.
Sure.
Anyways. I'm sure today's gonna be a good show. At what?
At ACH Food Companies, Inc.
Yo, I love the at things. I love how people change them. I think it's funny. It never gets old. I know it's an old thing, but like, it never gets old. I find that so funny. Tim Nichols.
Has he been on the show?
Has he? No, I don't think so. No.
We had Schmitty on the show.
We had our cross-country coach on this show.
In a Santa hat.
I have to watch that one. Also, for the listeners, you can go back in the archives and see wonderful Anything Is Possible memories.
You gotta see some memories, yeah. They're wonderful.
Season 2, Episode 1. Bang.
Banger.
I would say that was, in a scale of 1 to bang, a bang.
Certified Platinum by Nielsen.
There you go. Anyways, our show is legendary. We've been making lots of money from it. We're ready to make it to the big time. We have enough resources.
Jerf couldn't be here because of the big split.
The big split? What's that? What are you talking about?
Oh, come on.
Elaborate on the big split. I probably know what you're talking about. He tried to run off with the coin. When he tried to run off the coin, I was like,
Jerf
talks,
coin.
The segment is over. No, I'm just kidding. That didn't happen. That was a false event.
He tried to sell WMFO to the Russians.
Yeah, when he tried to do that, I was so pissed. I was like, why would you do that, man? Dang it.
What a bummer that was.
That was a huge bummer.
That was almost as uncool as when he knocked the giant ice shelf into the water in Antarctica.
Yeah, that ginormous one.
Super uncool.
The record-breaking one.
It's like, wow, you were here one day, and then you were just contributing to global warming at an unbelievable scale.
How could you?
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Anyway, here at Anything Is Possible Radio on WMFO, we believe in good environmental practices and we believe in regulation of the market, and we believe in having a government, and we believe in
free speech. It's a good one.
We believe in having all three types of milk in DeWick. That's whole milk, 1% milk, 2% milk.
We drink all of them.
How about honey mustard? Can we talk about this?
Yo.
That's the one
this
topic.
This is the most ridiculous
thing.
That's
been the elephant in the room
absurd,
for
that's
months.
That's the most absurd thing
about this school.
In the world.
Nobody says this.
Disgusting.
This is silent majority of people.
This is anarchism,
are thinking
right?
We need honey mustard at Tufts.
tough scene to see.
The silent majority of people are being silenced by the few who say we don't need honey mustard.
Bro, Tufts but like University
that
needs to
fake
know.
Honey mustard sauce that they got at the Wick, I don't understand why they don't just have a truck, like a Prius, bro, that brings like a daily serving of normal honey mustard from Carm down to the Wick. Like just take one day's worth.
It's just so tragic when you go and have chicken tenders night, and you're so excited for all these great condiments, and you get stuck eating like A1 and barbecue sauce
and like fake honey mustard.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It's almost like,
yo, calling you out, DeWick. Right? Any DeWick staff listening?
We love you.
We love you, but that needs to change.
That
all
needs
right?
to change.
Unnegotiable.
Unnegotiable.
Yo, I low-key love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the butt of a lot of DeWick jokes.
No, Thanksgiving sucks.
Yeah, DeWick
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving sucks.
Yo, I love it.
No.
You are the lowest common denominator.
No.
You are voted off the island.
Jerf split.
Jerf split.
The sound of me flicking Jackson in the neck.
No. Please, actually, don't.
We're having technical difficulties.
All right, I got a question for you, James, right now.
All right, fire it off. Let me hear it.
How do you feel about Phil Collins?
Phil Collins? Phil Collins can hear it coming in the air tonight.
I was going to suggest we play some Phil Collins later on the show. Would you feel about that?
Okay,
noted.
We're playing Phil Collins. Stay tuned, Phil Collins fans. For all Phil Collins, PSA to all Phil Collins fans. Stay tuned to the end of the show. Don't stop watching because it's not your... It's probably not your taste in music if you listen to the show. Or maybe you just listen to WMFO and you don't even care what show is on, which is like a lot of people. So like, thanks to all those people.
They just want
the thank
college
you,
radio.
People.
Yo, and,
yeah.
And text your friends. Phil Collins fans out there, text your friends who are also Phil Collins fans and tell them to tune in on WMFO.org.
WMFO.org. Because it's like, you can't just listen to a Phil Collins song on your own and put it on yourself. You have to listen to the radio to listen to Phil Collins. Like Phil Collins, yeah, just to listen to him, you have to listen to
it.
That's why we're asking you to, I mean, like, all he's on Spotify, but all the songs are just like static because of the conspiracy to stop Phil Collins' songs from ever being heard off of WMFO.org.
They don't want you.
Anything is possible. That's right. We are the holders of the only rights left to that song.
We're the last bastion of Phil Collins in the free world.
We went to his finale tour. We waved to him goodbye. Goodbye, Phil.
As he was taken away in chains. Back to the 80s.
And all of his songs, static. How metaphoric. Metaphorical.
Yeah, he did the music for Brother Bear. And that... I want to see that movie again. That was a good movie.
What?
Brother Bear.
Oh, it's a movie. It's a Disney movie.
It's a Disney
right?
movie, yeah.
Yo, it's a sad movie.
With Phil Collins on the track.
On a track.
Phil Collins, the classic from... what was that called? Tarzan.
True,
Phil, yeah. Oh, my God.
Bang.
Was he on the Jungle Book? Is that too old? That's probably too old.
Huh, I don't know.
Did you get... Was he?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Did you
We got Ramey on the mic.
Oh, true.
If I'm not mistaken, Phil Collins was featured in the Wild Thornberries movie.
Phil Collins. The Wild Thornberries movie. That's a good movie.
Smashing.
I would watch it again.
Bro,
what's your favorite Disney?
The Aristocats.
Oh, that's a good film. That's a good film.
Yes.
Yo, The Lady and the Tramp.
Oh my gosh.
That's heat.
The Fox and the Hound.
Fox
and the Hound. You ever see Fantastic Mr. Fox?
That's a great movie. I love that.
I heard this was a good movie.
That's really good. We should watch that.
Yo, I'd be down to watch that.
I'd be down. It's very nice. Very pleasing movie.
It's like a stop motion film. So like,
what is it?
Right.
Or claymation, yeah.
Same difference. Fantastic Mr. Fox. I think it's
I think it's stop motion.
Yeah, it's Wes Anderson. Yeah.
Side note though, Talladega Nights is also now on Netflix.
Ooh.
As something to just keep in mind.
I haven't seen that one
equally.
Yeah, PSA.
As stimulating to the brain. I love that movie.
Because you get a little shake. And then this hot.
Yeah, toss it over here. You gotta bake.
Oh yeah. You gotta bake it. Yeah. Shake and bake.
there's also that one gold part in the movie. It's like the French character played by Sacha Baron Cohen.
Amazing.
He's like, and what has America produced? And like, Will Ferrell's just like, Chinese food. It's like that's from China. he's like pasta. That's Italian. It's like so funny. Such a dumb.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
He is the best actor.
Incredible. His movies are on another level.
Yo, I heard
Borat. Other level.
Bruno.
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 Yo, have you ever seen
Bruno?
The Ali G show?
Yes.
Yeah. Ali G.
That stuff is hilarious.
We're going to ask our caller to call back during the next music session.
Great interjection by Matthew McDermott. Yes. Agreed.
I'm sorry, family, but we just can't pick up the phone right now.
Pick up the phone,
we're
baby.
We're talking on the radio.
I know you're home,
like, yeah,
baby.
We can pick it up, but like, it'd be against the rules.
In world news today, did you guys hear this stuff?
What?
The Panama Papers, one of the lead journalists, just got blown up today in his home country of Malta. In
oh my God.
Like, this Italian guy, he's just like he really investigated this. And this is just like straight out of a movie. Like,
right, wow.
It's like crazy.
That's unbelievable.
It's the kind of world we live in today. That stuff's wild.
There you go. 2017.
Yo, also happened today. A guy that was captured by the Taliban.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
This guy that was captured by the Taliban got released, came back, and could not believe that Donald Trump was president.
He thought his captors had told him, and he literally thought they were doing that to like screw with him.
Yeah.
Dude, but listen to this also, side note about this guy. He took his pregnant wife hiking in Afghanistan.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting.
Interesting choice there. Wow.
7 month pregnant.
Like, that's like, wow. Yeah. That's incredibly stupid.
Yeah. Like backpacking. Like, yeah, what are you doing?
As a vacation.
Why aren't you going to like Colorado or, you know, some place?
Why aren't you going to like a beach, bro? Why aren't you going to like the south of France? Not hiking in Afghanistan.
Because that's also just like, it's not cheap to get over there.
And it's also work. Afghanistan.
Can you fly to
there's a reason.
A super active war zone.
You can fly into Pakistan and it's pretty easy to get over that border.
Okay.
Yeah, they did it in Gunrunners.
Yeah. But also just like, why would you like go through all that effort, all that danger to go hiking in a country that, you know, is not safe, where there's plenty of other countries right around there that are safe, you know, or safer.
And like on top of that, your wife is 7 months pregnant, bro.
Yeah.
It's just a perfect storm of, and he got captured by the Taliban. It's a perfect storm of ridiculous stuff
like,
happening.
That's like the setup for a comedy movie.
I'm not sure.
That's how Iron Man started, actually.
Did we talk about this on the radio? No, I don't think we did. Have you guys seen the trailers for the Death of Stalin?
Stalin.
No.
Yo, you, Jack, you'd love this one. It's a like a realistic, fiction movie following like the like right when Stalin dies, like all of his right hand men, all like the power struggle that follows, and like it's all played by American actors like Steve Buscemi and the dad and Mike Carell and the dad from Arrested Development, and they're all supposed to be just like Russian people, but they all blatantly have American accents, and it's just they're speaking English and it's like super Americanized, but like it still tries to stay true to like all these real, like, actual people that were fighting for power after Stalin's death.
Right.
And it, like, looks really funny.
Unreal.
Nikita Khrushchev.
George he Bluth. That.
What?
George Bluth.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyways, thank you for listening to our radio show, Anything Is Possible, with three explanation points at the end of it, on WMFO 91.5, on the web at WMFO.org, Monday, 16th of October, 2017. That's the day of this episode. Anyway, thank you for listening. Please stay tuned. Are back on WMFO.org and 91.5 FM and in other mediums, including recorded formats, including CDs. You can burn them for yourself and play them on your CD player. Anyways, we got a PSA for you.
Hello, everyone. Did you know that walking is good exercise? Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults.
In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult.
Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all that inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike.
This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Get out and walk.
Yeah, get out and walk.
Do it.
True.
No kill.
Don't kill it. No kill, those are the essential PSAs. Firearm strategy PSA.
That'll be next week.
Watch out with firearms. Little kids, if you see a knife, don't pick it up. Don't go near it.
It could have AIDS.
It could have it. Yeah, needles. Yeah.
Feline AIDS.
Watch out for needles as well.
I feel like
little
kids. That's like not a good way to like teach your kids safety, though. You know, like shouldn't you like be exposing your kids to power tools and like sharp things and
hot things, so they like don't.
They know what to do.
Yeah, so when they're not like exposed to them later in life and don't freak out and like cut themselves.
No, but I think little kids are a little dumb, and you gotta wait some time.
Well, I mean, if you're old enough to listen to the radio, you're old enough to listen.
How old is old enough to listen to the radio?
The radio's for everyone.
Like three. If you're under three, the radio's not for you. If you're 2 years old or 1 year old, you gotta get off.
This is PSA. A family program, by the way.
But not for you.
That's our new demographic. We have the college scene on lock. For like, you know, 12 listeners, we're getting up there.
We're pretty decent, yeah.
But like, that's our next big push. We're gonna get every household in America listening to,
right,
Anything Is Possible on Monday nights.
And it's a step up from children's, like 1 and 2 year olds. If they're listening right now, not okay. This is not a children's program. This is a family program.
No, this is like. You know, Beethoven, you play this to the kids when they're about to go to bed.
Gregoire makes your kids smart.
I tell
listening
you.
Listening to Gregoire makes your babies smart.
I will tell your kids study. Things to make them learn.
I shine the flashlight in the window each night. Your son sees my flashlight.
I am the Batman, if you were wondering.
What was that flashlight thing?
There's a
space is so big.
There's a Tim and Eric skit where he's like, I speak to your son. I communicate with your son outside your window every night. He's like, what?
That discount prices. I literally could not watch that without dying.
All right, look it up on YouTube. Discount prices, Tim and Eric. Tim
I've
and Eric is funny.
10 times and I still just absolutely
it's the funniest thing.
It's so funny. It is so absurd.
I didn't like it at first, I gotta say. I didn't like it one bit, and then I watched it a second time and I absolutely lost my mind.
Let me tell you, he lost it.
It was gone.
Also, look up Quavo national anthem. It's Quavo doing the national anthem.
Actually bangs.
Yeah, you can appreciate greatness right there. That guy does a good job.
Yeah, wow. He's good.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, watch that. That is how Quavo would perform that.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, we should play it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you find it? Oh my gosh, yep. James. This is history making.
It actually goes hard.
I would like to take this opportunity to give a special shout out to someone who's near and dear to my heart. That would be women's cross country coach Mike Salem,
shout out. You know what I mean? Because
he's always there. He's doing what he needs to do to get the job done.
He makes great posters.
He does make really good posters.
Makes great posters.
Puts in the time, you
puts
know
it, definitely
gets good results.
Puts in the time. Definitely.
Mike Salem, you know, understands and values hard work.
Mike Salem cares. Yeah.
Vote for Mike Salem, 2017, Medford City Council.
For Medford. Vote Medford.
Oh, yo, quick shout out to boy Craig Kelly for Cambridge City Council.
Shouts Craig Kelly.
Tell all your Cambridge voters, vote Craig Kelly, City Council.
Craig Kelly.
Sing that jingle.
That's wholesome. That is wholesome.
For a wholesome
candidate.
For a wholesome Cambridge.
Yeah.
We need a wholesome. We need to tie Cambridge down. We need to have some order here.
We need a return to family.
Cambridge
values.
Is out of control.
The greater Somerville Medford area, out of control.
They are just simply too rowdy.
All right. This is Quavo national anthem.
Bye.
Prepare yourselves.
Hello. Everyone to please stand for the national anthem performed by Quavo from the Migos. Oh,
so good.
What's so proud? At the twilight,
what?
Dude, the ad libs kill me.
There's no beat, he's just doing this straight up.
Stupid so cavity! And the rockets, you red glare.
They gave it the proof.
They gave it the proof.
Wow. Magisterial.
I'm logging this.
Alright, I would understand Trump's outrage at the kneels if this was our actual anthem. Kneeling for this national anthem should be criminal.
It's a zero respect move.
Wow.
Let's give it another round of applause for Quavo singing the national anthem.
Damn.
That was hot. Did you
see that? They gave it the proof.
They gave it the proof.
Damn, those ad-libs are crazy.
Mama.
Went to the day.
Anyways.
If you're not familiar with Migos, you should know who Quavo is. I think we're at the time and point.
No, where everyone knows Migos, bro.
Are they the group that sang Bad and Bougie?
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, McDermott with a resident question of so many people.
So it's the four of them. It's Offset, Quavo.
Oh, I thought it was all one person.
And Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Anyway, yeah, check them out, Migos. Look them up.
Propaganda.
Yo, you hear this? Quavo had the most songs on the Billboard top 10.
Dude, it was Quavo's year.
Yeah.
In the
give him that summer. Oscar. Give him that. Grammy.
Give him the Grammy. Yeah. It's innovative. Come on.
Yeah. I want a Grammy.
Do you say that? Is that a lyric?
That is a lyric in Trophies.
It's amazing.
I want a Grammy.
Yeah. The rest is explicit, but it's a dope song. You should listen to that.
Mm.
Migos remix of Drake, Trophies. That is a phenomenal song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. James, do you mind if I put on a banger real quick?
Go ahead.
You're going to fiend for this.
All right, we got a tune coming up. I hope you enjoy. It's a song that Matt McDermott, it's his favorite song, okay? He has declared that this is his favorite song above all other songs.
Is this just going to be... I think I know what this is going to be.
I know exactly what this is going to be.
Is this going to be...
I would crank this.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh, he would crank this. Yeah, he would actually crank this.
Yeah. I would crank this right now, James.
I don't want... I'm going to take this off. Yeah.
I love this track.
All right, now I'm calling it. No. This is...
Yeah.
We're going to lose listeners. Oh my gosh.
Because you know what? He might as well keep doing it. You know what I mean? Anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to Lil Uzi Vert, for 1 hour. I love every video that's for like an extended period of time because.
Yeah, boy. My longest, yeah, boy.
It's just
have
funny.
Seen that? The meme?
My longest, yeah, boy.
It's like you have
most on your side.
There's like one.
It was Redbone. If Redbone was my longest yeah boy ever. So if you haven't heard my longest yeah boy ever, it's a kid in his room who like gives this like amazing intro to his to like what he's about to do, and then he's like, I'm about to do my longest yeah boy ever, and he just says yeah boy for like and holds the boy for like.
15 seconds at most.
Anyway.
It's like.
And it's just funny that he's doing it. It's, the joke is that it's hilarious that anybody so would film funny. Themselves doing a yeah boy.
Yeah, and they memed it to Red Bones. Memes are ridiculous.
Dude, there's a meme that was like, Doctor, you have 12 hours to live. My longest yeah boy ever, 12 hours compilation.
Same, I only need 10.
All right, this is if Childish Gambino's Redbone was my longest yeah boy ever.
Oh, God.
Yeah, boy!
There you go. I love the Redbone memes. Oh my god. So funny.
That's ridiculous.
people like me from previous months.
Oh, okay? God.
Oh, wait, hold on. I kind of like this.
Bing, bing, bong, oh, this bing, 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 bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing,
have you seen
the internet's a hilarious place.
The Donald Trump shooting stars.
Oh.
The China.
Shooting stars is also an amazing meme.
Like, it is probably one of the best memes
I've
ever
seen this.
People hating on these memes, man. These are good memes. We're living in the golden age.
Memes are so much better than they were like when they first started in like 2010 or whatever.
I can't have amazing cheeseburger.
Yeah, like that's terrible.
That is one of the worst. Meme. Oh my gosh! And that got it started.
And that was like that was like a top meme in the day. You know,
it was
what
a
mean?
Top tier.
About,
like, yeah.
Like a cat picture and
in the past,
I can
way
have
better
cheeseburger.
Than it is now, like
people are gonna be saying
memes.
About
like our generation's memes were the best memes. You know,
I mean, but I feel like the best. I feel memes. Like the
I think the trend is getting funnier. I think they're getting.
But I feel like the trend's also getting more exclusive though. So when people look back on it, they're gonna be like, "That just wasn't funny."
Yeah.
Like when you first look at like a Redbones meme or like a Shooting Stars meme, dude. I didn't get Shooting Stars memes at first. I'm like, dude, what is this? This is stupid. I'm not gonna waste like 30
dude,
seconds
to
watching some not funny video.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm not gonna watch the whole video.
Yeah, dude, just, like, it wasn't funny. And then I kind of watched more and more, and like some of them were really funny. And I got into them, and now I think they're all-time greatest memes. They're hilarious.
The funniest memes are the ones that are like the most relatable, you know. It's like it's so specific to like we always joke about that one, James, about someone dropped this in the Tufts meme group last year. They're like, I've been dropping hints that I work at the res.
Oh my god,
I don't wash my hands. It's just like
people at the res don't wash their hands.
It's just a long way of saying people at the res meme. Don't wash their hands, but it's like it's like people are like passive aggressively using memes to say stuff they
right.
wouldn't say otherwise.
Right.
Yes. And it like brings out a side of they like you give a man a mask and he shows his true face. It's like they're giving people a medium through which it's okay to criticize.
Give a man a mask and he shows his true face. That's incredible. I've never heard that before.
Give a man a mask.
Give a man 15 minutes to wait so he can or her can call back when we're on the playing songs and not talking.
Yo, we just played a song. How did you not call there and then call her?
Call her. We love you, but
yeah, we love you, man. But you gotta you gotta hit the target. Yeah.
When I say I'm all about the fans, I'm not joking. I love the fans. We love the fans.
Fans.
But we also live. Oh yeah, you hung up. Good.
But the main reason why we're saying this to you right now is because it's ringing and I don't know how to turn it off, and it's annoying when the phone rings. I'm annoyed by that. I don't know how to turn it off. I wish I knew. I want to learn.
James, you're a dinosaur.
Sorry, caller. It's not your fault.
Yeah. I'm kidding. That's a janky ass technology.
Yeah, this is like 1995. Everything.
Where the floppy disk at?
Dude, you seen
plenty of records.
You seen like the nuclear launch software that's on like those enormous floppy disks?
Oh my gosh.
So for those of you who don't know, many of the operating systems that house the United States' vast nuclear arsenal are like 1950s era technology.
What's wrong with that?
And they're,
no, there's nothing
oh
wrong
God.
With it.
It's like but ideal.
No,
that
no
keep
it's
that
ideal.
Stuff.
Yeah. Because you have to make. Lance,
I'm not sure
you
it's
can do
ideal,
it at the press
bro.
Of a button. No, but it's
no,
still
but it's,
functional.
It's,
that's
it's,
the
and
point.
It's, I understand, but it's
and
definitely
it's,
not ideal.
It's
no, it's
meant,
ideal because it's kept off. You don't need
yeah,
like
the
it's
older,
meant to
older technology is undoubtedly more prone to misinterpretations of various things.
Yeah, but you're not
very
gonna, stimulus. You're not gonna put nuclear launch codes on iOS 10, you know? You're
yeah,
not like,
I understand, but
you have that on like an Android app, you know? That's like the end of the world. You're not you can you can have somebody end the world on an old computer. You don't need like a nice.
Yeah, bro. But I'm saying.
Yeah. I think the
iPad,
barrier to entry
I have an
is
iPad
pretty high.
Pro,
that's
so
the,
I can
that's
look
the
at
point.
That on the OLED Retina display.
Nah, I disagree.
It's OLED.
Trump's gonna be like in a Starbucks, on his like Surface Pro tablet.
trademark. Yeah. He clicks the button.
Yo, I have that. I have that computer. It's decent. It's not great.
Yeah, that's
it. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. But like, having a powerful computer is just like your computer, James, is great.
Yeah, dude.
The stuff. The games that you're able to play. Like,
it's so worth it. $1,000. You can either buy a MacBook Air or a gaming PC. It's up to you. The gaming PC will run every application way faster, but it's a MacBook Air. You know what I mean? It's nice. So there you go. That's the biggest trade-off question. But all I'm saying is the gaming PC choice is underrated. Like, it is underrated going for like practical stuff, like especially when it's extremely, like, it has a huge upside. You know what I mean? I don't know. That most people don't
have
witnessed. Yeah.
I mean, well, like, for my dad, it makes sense to just buy a Mac because it's like simple, standardized.
100%, yeah.
Photos look good. It's easy. It's all connected to all your apps and stuff. It's like the most streamlined system.
I think for a laptop, that's like,
yeah,
good option.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Some people like might enjoy other means. I feel like between like Mac and PC, like I feel like it could be done a little bit better than both of those. Like finding a balance between all this stuff and just delivering like the best product.
Dude, Finder on Macs is just the dumbest thing ever.
It looks terrible.
It's so bad.
I do not understand how they could have so poorly estimated like the public opinion on what things should look like.
They give you the ability to look at every file and application on your computer alphabetically. Who would ever use that?
Yeah.
You know how many, it's like, you know how many files people have? Like a lot. You know? Yeah.
But like I other things,
what? You do that? You look at every file on your computer alphabetically. Is that how you?
Yeah, only because on Windows, it's because I can't search. Like the search functionality is so bad sometimes on Windows.
Yeah, I don't get why I can't just like find an essay titled a certain thing. Like it's somewhere on the computer to find it for me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I feel like Windows 10 is a bit of an improvement, but like definitely like could be improved on. Hugely. We got 10 minutes left of our show. Thank you for listening, all of you guys. We love the fact that people listen as opposed to nobody listening. It's good. It's a plus.
It would still be fun.
I mean, like,
but we love you guys. We love you guys.
Shout out to the WMFO DJs who have like 2-3 a.m. show. Like, I was there. Like, that's something to like, that's like such an experience.
You had
like
to
having
grind.
A late night.
We had to grind.
Right. We grinded through the ages.
We ground
this view.
We went through high radio frequency.
Even though I didn't do anything, but yeah. You did, James.
We went through high radio frequency. We went through Deep Tracks Only, the original.
High frequency radio, is that it?
Yeah, high frequency. High radio frequency. It's because it's a high rate, like I'm on the radio frequently, like every week, so it's a high radio frequency. That's all it is.
That was your first show?
Yeah, that's my second show. Hmm. Just second show title. It's all the same show.
Anything is possible. No, it's the Anything most improved.
Oh,
it's
yeah, this is like the form, final
the
form
Pokemon,
of the show. Right?
The third evolution.
Yeah, third evolution of the Pokemon.
You got your Charmander all the way to Charizard.
I think that Anything is Possible could be the final form of the show. It doesn't change its name because like, it's established as a thing.
It's a franchise.
So
with the context of Anything is Possible, I would like to revisit an old subject. MH370, the missing Malaysian flight.
Ooh.
Literally,
MH370.
Still zero trace. It came up again like a week ago in my newsfeed. They say like, still they have found zero evidence of where it could have gone, zero debris from the plane. At one point they thought they had debris, but then they analyzed it and for some reason it wasn't like it couldn't have been part of the plane that they were looking for.
Right.
So this thing's just gone. It's just gone, bro. Off the face of the planet. Nobody knows.
Do you know how big the ocean is?
Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
Oceans are pretty big.
I'm always surprised that they can find stuff like that.
Bro, but the fact that they also lost signal is what's a little curious. Yeah.
That's true. Because
there's so many redundancies built into commercial
Dude, remember when, like, the Bermuda Triangle, like, that, there's, like, an era where it's, like, you're going there, you might not, like, come out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What is that? Was that actually a real thing? Like, it's statistically a huge amount?
It's
magnetic,
No, it's methane emissions from underwater, which, like, also turns the water, like, a weird color. That's when, like, sailors would be like, oh, it was glowing. Like, it was from the methane.
Right.
It messed with the instruments. I think something about the sulfur messed with the magnetic instruments. I'm not sure exactly what the chemistry was there.
Because there have been cases where, like,
The compasses just go in circles.
Go in circles, and people don't know where they're going, and it's foggy, and it's all this stuff.
The methane causes a very disorienting sort of fog. And it's very easy to kind of, like, lose the sense, like, a spatial awareness.
Yeah.
And, like, all those combined to make the Bermuda Triangle is pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, real. It's like, you see that and you're in the olden days, you're just like, that's clearly magic, something. Something magic's going on. That is
clearly haunted. That is
not just the ocean.
I should have killed that goat. Zero more explanation.
Yeah. I'm convinced. God is angry. Or some wizards are doing some stuff.
Let's sacrifice.
We gotta kill a person. That'll solve it.
Kill a virgin.
Kill a person.
Yeah. That's like the lottery. That's like you medieval win. Bullying. They're just like, virgin.
Let's put him to death. Yeah, we got him.
Stupid dead. Nerd virgin.
Oh my God.
You're just like picking on kids.
No value to human life. We gotta go in a war. It's a holy war. We're doing this.
A holy crusade.
We're gonna win.
We're gonna.
This is gonna solve it, because that religion's going away. They're, you know, we're gonna win this war and it's gone. You know,
that's the end of it. Yeah.
We're gonna win Jerusalem in the crusades, and then we're gonna have it forever.
Right, because everyone will be Christian then.
Yeah,
right? Totally.
Yeah.
Shouts Drew to Mady.
That boy.
He's got some good takes.
Yeah, we should have him on here.
We should.
Yeah, he should come on here. I was talking to him about it.
He'd be a good one to have on the show.
Talk about the Fourth Crusade.
All right, next show, Drew DeMady will be on this show. He said he was going to be on here. So so I'm just saying this. 100% chance he is on. 100% chance.
Yeah, we should get Mike Salem on here too. Imagine if we had Mike Salem on here.
I don't think he would speak. He might.
Mike Salem. 100% chance we have Mike Salem on the show.
He'd be present and hardworking.
You gotta hear these people.
He'd be 100%. Too busy working on things to... I mean, he'd be here for us, but he wouldn't be here to talk, if that makes sense.
He'd be here for us because he cares, right?
Yeah.
Mike Salem cares.
For context, this is just some guy.
He has the biggest heart.
Yeah.
Mother Teresa.
Dude, you know, you have to be named a saint. You have to perform 3 miracles.
Two confirmed.
2 miracles.
Yeah.
Confirmed. Like, that's confirmed a miracle.
Like, I'm.
Oh, that was a miracle. What? Confirmed. That would have happened if it weren't for that saint. That saint did it. Must have happened.
It's just funny that whenever there's a lot of sainthoods, it's just like accelerated. Like in this one period of time. There's like a lot of uncertainty probably, and like the records aren't good. And it's like, oh yeah, 30 saints were made in a decade. Whatever.
It's really funny.
There you go.
What's the lore behind a saint? Is a saint imbued with certain godly powers that enable them to?
I think
they're confirmed in heaven.
They're confirmed to be in heaven.
What do you mean? Oh, like the people on who are Earth, confirmed to be on heaven. Earth, like they're just so clearly going to heaven.
Yeah,
that's all they are.
Yeah,
that's the definition. You become a saint when you ascend to heaven, huh?
Oh, everyone in heaven's a saint.
Yeah, so when you die and go to heaven, then you become a saint.
So most people,
this is like the low key meaning of it, like the meaning behind the meaning. You know what I mean? Like, how it
originated.
But it's
people who are recognized as so good on Earth that there's no way that they're not there.
What if they're just dead wrong?
Yeah, I mean,
they are.
What if it turns out like
certainly
Satan overthrew?
There's that great Rick and Morty. Have you seen that one where it's like he has to like, I don't know, Rick finds this guy where he has to kill him because he believes that, you know, you could only be taken down by a great warrior in his religion. And Morty,
like, he wants him to kill him.
Yeah, and Morty like goes to Rick goes to the bathroom, and Morty's like, "So how do you know it's true?" And he like, he like runs out of the restaurant they were in, like, "My life is a lie, like all this stuff, I want to live." And then he gets run over by a car, and his spirit like starts ascending. It's like, "No, it's all real, it's all real." Drag him down into hell, or what looked like to be a robot.
That was so funny.
So funny.
That's hilarious. "No, it's all real, it's all real." And Morty's just like, "Damn."
It's the modern day religious anecdotes, like myths. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see them in TV shows. So real. Superheroes. Like, that is the embodiment of like good virtues.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
And like a god type figure.
Yo, do you guys ever think Egyptians, like, we think they like worshipped cats. What if they just like liked cats the same way we do? Like, if someone found
what if those are memes?
Yeah, someone finds our memes in 1,000 years or 5,000 years.
Dog memes.
They'd be like, "Wow, they worship cats too."
Yeah. And cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Which like we kinda do.
Cat worshippers.
I'm about cheeseburgers. Hey, you know what? Shout out Dwick for cheeseburgers. Way to go, Dwick. Good job on that one.
It'd be
nicer to enjoy it with real honey mustards, you incompetent. No, I'm kidding. Sorry. I let my temper get the best of me. But shout out for the burgers.
We love Dwick. We love Dwick workers. Shout out to Dwick workers.
And we love Dwick burgers.
We love Dwick burgers. Although, you know what it is about Carm? They don't have like the water. Like, you gotta put the juice. Dwick, they have like it in juice, you know what I mean? And they get like wet.
I have no idea.
They're juicy, you know what I mean? They keep the juice.
The ones in Carm are dried out.
Yeah, they're dry. Yes. They're dry.
I agree.
That's fair.
That is a good distinction.
So like that's I think the main reason and other reasons. It's a better burger overall.
Yeah, like, I got
shout out to Dwight.
Yo, Carm Pizza's better.
Carm Pizza, shout out to Carm. Great dining hall.
Great dining hall. Phenomenal.
Hey, shout out Dwick. Cereal selection.
Shout out.
Definitely outshines Carm.
Yeah.
Cereal. If you want cereal, go to Dwick and get your cereal. WMFO.
Honey mustard.
If you want honey mustard,
yeah. Yo, if you want knowledge, anything is possible.
It's true.
Anything is possible. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Anyway. All right, we got Phil Collins for y'all. Coming up. We promised it.
Hey, send out those texts.
Shout out.